broadcasting from the shores of Bell Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
You know, I've been traveling around the state campaigning.
You know, I think the important thing to keep in mind, this is
how... What do you think will land us in court first with this ordinance?
First of all, the registration...
In Eclipse, there's a scene after Jacob kisses Bella.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, and good evening and welcome here the... News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about. Ask around. Ask people about us. I'll tell you. Truth is our bitch, and on this show, we go anywhere to find it. And we are here till 1 a.m. on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News Talk and Entertainment Show. And don't forget, our adjunct, our right arm, is philhenryshow.com. We are definitely new media around here, whatever the hell you want to call that, you know. But new media, bud, does not mean, like that guy said, you get to just rip everybody off. So understand that. But go over to philhenryshow.com. You can pick up a backstage pass and watch right now as we are streaming the show live on video as well as audio. We download the make the show downloadable for you so you can get it the next day. All of our archives, just about all of our archives, our recent shows are downloadable. And we're making all of our archives downloadable eventually. We've just begun loading in 2001. The archive for 2001 and 2002 will be in there and ready to rock and roll. And just all the other amenities, including our comments section on our news feed and a guaranteed email response. And, of course, we'll give you first dibs on whatever it is we're planning for our 20th birthday party, which is coming up. That's philhenryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. And we have the 4th, obviously, upon us, this 4th of July weekend. It's a great, it's my favorite holiday, only from the standpoint of it being the time of year. And it's meaningful to me. I'm not the most religious guy in the world, which is not to say that religion's a bad thing, but I don't know. I guess I identify with the 4th of July more than any other holiday. It's the birthday of our country. And it still is a bit of a lightning rod. We've got some stories here about a mural in San Francisco that was taken down by Caltrans because they considered it to be graffiti. And we, of course, every year have one or two incidences of someone who has something disparaging to say. Dean Wheeler is joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center. Mr. Wheeler, I'm not here to say that you've got anything disparaging to say about America, although you have some pointed things to say. This mural in Sunol, California, do you know where that is?
Phil, that is on Interstate 680, which travels up the backside of the bay out of the Silicon Valley. And it's very busy. And this mural, which was a landmark for a long time, was painted over by Caltrans because it had been put on a list for graffiti removal and that it was on a state right-of-way, so it should have been removed a lot sooner.
Well, I don't want to debate that, but I suppose there are those of us who are sorry to see those things go. Does that bother you?
I don't want to get into get into hypotheticals. There are other things that we feel are more important than simply America observing a birthday. We think that America should observe other things. And we think the 4th of July is the day where those things should be observed.
All right, now we are talking here about Native American Day, which is a date that you want to put on the calendar. And Native American Day would be an observance of what?
Native American Day would be an observance of what? Native American Day would be an observance of the reality, which was that the original people on the North American continent were not white Europeans. They were not anything other than what they were, which was the Native Aboriginal of this continent. That would be the Native American. We call them Native Americans, but they are, in point of fact, just Native people. And this day would observe, recognize their existence here, and would take precedence and preeminence over the 4th of July. When you ask me a question like, if I could just stop, what did you mean by a question like that? I'm not sure.
I just wanted to know, Native American Day, what does that represent?
Because it sounded as if you were challenging me, as if I didn't know what it was I was talking about. I do know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't doubt that you do know what you're talking about, Mr. Wheeler. I want to know what a Native American Day means. I'm not opposed to it, but I am recognizing that you are instituting this day on the same day that we celebrate the birth of America. So maybe I should ask you why on that day.
Well, there you go. That, I knew that there was something, that there was a little bit of more of a political leaning to your question than was originally indicated in it. So I'm glad I'm not crazy. I'm not imagining things. And you do acknowledge that.
Yes, sir, I do, but I wasn't trying to hide it.
Well, you weren't trying to hide it, but I was uncomfortable with the question, and as I tried to answer the question, I had this feeling that you were...
Okay, I will grant you all of that. I'm trying to move the show along. Can you tell me why on the 4th of July?
Okay, you're trying to move the show along. Why on the 4th of July? Well, because that's the day that America traditionally recognizes as its birthday. And I think it's the best possible day to point out to people that this birthday, the birthing, the creation of America, came on the backs of Native American people. And so if America is the baby, the Native American people are the blood-soaked sheets that have been placed under the mother, which would be Europe. Europe is the mother, America is the baby, and the sheets that are blood-soaked, Mr. Henry, is the Native American. And so on that day, we want to, as descendants of Europeans, all white people, to meditate on what it is to be a Native American. And what we do is we meditate to the extent that we try and become Native American. We try to observe Native American custom, Native American language, to the extent that we are able to, Native American dress, to the extent that we're able to, Native American speech. And in so doing, we increasingly, year in and year out, become more in tune with the Native people than we do with the United States.
You meditate on being Native American in the hopes that you become one.
That's right. That's what I said. And what you do is you meditate on losing your European nature, your European quality. You want to become a Native American. We do not recognize these fellow traveling, these people who are pay lip service to appreciating Native Americans. We are not the Robert Redfords. We're not the others. We want to be. And so we are, I think, not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk.
Well, when you say that you are also on Native American Day learning the language or speaking the language.
That's correct.
What can you tell me, have you immersed yourself in Native American dialects?
Yes, we have, and we've done a lot of reading. We self-teach. We teach each other. I can tell you in really the Native American sensibility that many moons have passed since the time came that the Native American, the day of that sun rising, would be so honored. And that's me talking in a type of a Native American dialect.
And well, is that, that's not a language.
Yes, it is not a language, but it is the Native American dialect. So I would say to you, for instance, this day that approaches that the whites call the 4th of July, that we call Native American Day, and that many moons have passed since the last. This day that the whites call, we are not the whites on this day. We are white today. On that day, I am a human being. and that's what Native Americans call themselves, as opposed to white Europeans.
And so you're affecting...
No, it's not affecting. We are meditating on being Native Americans.
So you're not affecting. Are you wearing Native American dress?
We are doing Native American dance. We are wearing Native American clothing. We are doing Native American chants. So everything that we do on Native American Day is geared toward respect.
Can you do a chant right now?
I can't do a chant.
Do you know the words to a chant?
A Native American chant is not language so much as it is the sending up of a vibration to the Great Spirit. So a Native American chant is... You've heard that. It's not difficult to do.
That's something I could do.
No, you can't do that because you have not invested yourself yet in the meditation and in wanting to be Native American. You're not a human being. You're a white man.
But Dean, what I'm trying to get at here, you're a white man. And
no, I'm not. I am a white man. I'm meditating to be a human being.
But what I heard you just do, which was like that?
No, that is not what I did. That's not what I did.
All right. On the 4th of July, you were asking what of people?
What I'm asking of people, if you share my belief that the 4th of July is irrelevant, that the real celebration should be the celebration of the Native people, and that you will join us in meditating to take on the trait of the Native American and to forego this nonsense, which I don't call it nonsense, but really forego... your gene pool. My name is Wheeler, Phil. That is German. All right? That is the worst, the lowest, most polluted gene pool in Europe. Why wouldn't I want to become something else? And I would consider you, Phil. Do you know what or who your people, where they came from?
Well, as far as I know, the British Isles, Ireland, Scotland.
All right. And again, we're talking about a race of people. That have been conquered and the inbreeding. So wouldn't you want to step up to being a Native American? Being a German, though, I want to be something, anything other than that. So I ask people to consider their European roots and to meditate as hard as they can on becoming Native people, Native Americans, and join us in Native American Day as we recreate and take on the attributes of Native people. And again, you mentioned the chant. It's a very specific chant, Phil. It's not anything you can just get listening to a television show, you know.
All right. We'll take some phone calls here for Dean Wheeler when we come back. Native American Day. Mr. Wheeler is with the Northern California Holistic Center, and this is a day which will take place on the 4th of July. And they picked that day for a reason, and that is to say that really honoring the tradition of the Native American and becoming a Native American is more important than any 4th of July. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Dean Wheeler here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil, we're talking with Dean Wheeler here. Mr. Wheeler's with the Northern California Holistic Center as we talk about a Native American Day for July the 4th. Now, my understanding is you have petitioned the city of San Francisco?
We have, yes.
And to what extent?
To the extent that we want this Native American Day to be officially recognized by, we think, the most patriotic city in America, San Francisco. And that San Francisco be the first city to recognize that the Native people, my people, as I meditate throughout the 4th of July on that day that represented really the ending of Native culture and the beginning of a the beginning of the European pollution, Phil, of this continent. And so I am asking the city of San Francisco and our group, 30 strong, we demand that San Francisco put this on the calendar.
All right, 30 people are going to demand to put something called Native American Day on the calendar. 30 people. Does that sound like a, does that sound fair?
Well, why would you not want to have that on the calendar?
I have nothing against that. I have, what I do, what I will quibble with, and it was funny because we were talking about this before, the idea that Europeans polluted this continent.
Well, no, there's absolutely no arguing with that. That is exactly what happened.
I would disagree.
No, well, you are not, excuse me, Phil, but you're not very educated. Now, that's exactly what, you people came here and took our land, took our women.
All right, now you're saying our.
Because I have taken on, for this holiday weekend, the identity of a Native man, a Native American. I am no longer going to identify with the polluted gene pool that I'm from, which are the Germanic people.
Why do you put down your Germanic roots in favor of your Native American identity?
Because of the fact that I want, before I die, to identify with the Native American people and rid myself of the Euro pollution that has affected not only this land, but my own blood. And so that's really what we're asking for on this Native American weekend.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And Dina, just I am not against Native American Day.
Well, of course you're not, because as a white man, you've been able to co-opt the continent.
No. Let's just forget about me. I'm not against that. But it seems to me like you're trying to override the 4th of July.
Well, of course. There would be.
Why?
I made it very clear, Phil. The reason why is because the 4th of July might have been the birth of America, but it was the drenching of the sheet and the sheet covering that was the Native American in blood.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here in Nashville, Tennessee. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kevin, go ahead.
Hello, Phil. Yes.
Yes.
The man you have on there, the Native American, he uses evidence.
He's really not a Native American.
Why would you say that if the man believed that I was a Native American?
When he's talking about his Germanic roots and the inferiority of the Germanic peoples as being the lowest gene pool in Europe. And when
I said it was the most polluted. It was the most polluted gene pool.
Right, most polluted gene pool. And when Phil spoke about it being, his heritage being from the British Isles, he used as evidence of their inferiority the number of times they had been conquered. Well, if the number of times they had been conquered...
We're not here to talk about them. We're here to talk about Native people.
The Native Americans, how are the Native Americans been superior to these European people?
Well, first of all, you need to understand that the peoples of the British Isle have been the people of the British Isle have been conquered over and over again.
Hold on, guys. We've got two guys talking. Dean?
The people of the British Isle, I was trying to say, we're talking about centuries and centuries of pollutants coming in from Saxon. But the native people, it was only like a few decades. So it's different, you know.
All right, Kevin. 877-876-PHIL. I think he might have had his radio turned up there. We'll find out about that. Here is Glenn in Mobile, Alabama. Glenn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
You understand the difference?
Well, it was centuries as opposed to decades, yeah.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir.
Tonight,
go ahead.
Phil?
Fine.
How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
Phil? I'm fine,
okay.
Too.
All right, the point that I wanted to make was, when does it stop? I mean...
876-PHIL, dump. Here is Ken. Ken, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm concerned about your call that you've got that you might be smoking a little too much of a peace pipe. Some of the things she's come up with...
Well, you notice how it's okay to make fun of Indians, but it's not all right to make fun of, for instance, if I were to talk about Ken's mother...
Well, he's not talking about your mother.
Well, he's talking about my culture.
I'm concerned. You know,
if I were to make fun of Ken, how Ken celebrates his holidays, like what does he do for Christmas? Does he? What's he do with his kids? Does he dress them up in something?
All right, let's hold on here. 877-876-PHIL. It doesn't have to be contentious.
Well, it's going to be that way, friend. Let me tell you what.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Live streaming video and audio going right now at philhendryshow.com. You can watch the show as well as listen to it, philhendryshow.com. Dean Wheeler joins us from the Northern California Holistic Center as we talk about the 4th of July and a petition that he and other members of their co-op have put forth, put to the San Francisco City Council, the city supervisors there, which is to have Native American Day adopted. What do you say, Dean, when people might say to you, as I might say to you, you want to have this Native American Day on the 4th of July? This sounds like a bunch of hippie stuff. It sounds like you hate America.
Oh, I can't, you know, I can't believe that anybody would be so juvenile as to say it's a bunch of hippie stuff. This is enlightened. This is enlightened thinking to want Native people to be celebrated to the point where the white people of this continent would meditate and try to transmute into a Native people. I want to be an Indian, and I don't think there's a white man listening to me that would much rather be a Native Indian than to be the product of European blood pollution and the cross-mixing of the races in Europe. My Lord, it was a veritable sty of national incest. But to be a Native person, the pure blood of the Native, and to come here to do the traditional dances, to wear the traditional clothing.
I want to get to that traditional dance thing. You are saying that you speak...
I speak a dialect of Native American. When I say to you that the moons have passed to that day, you call... When I say you, I mean you Europeans. My people call the Day of the Native People. Your people call it the 4th of July. And
my people, you are now a Native American.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm not a part of the Germanic polluted gene. The genes of a German, you don't... We could talk about that until we're blue in the face. It's never going to come out good. And
all right, let me get to a phone. 877-876-PHIL. Got to get back to the phone calls here as we talk with people about Native American Day here with Dean Wheeler. He is not Germanic American now. He's Native American. Bethany, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, you say that like you're joking.
Of course I think it sounds a little stupid. Go ahead, Bethany.
I am Cherokee. I am proud of my Cherokee heritage. I have grown up with my Cherokee heritage. And I'm very appreciative that Mr. Henry would like to be Cherokee. Or Native American, excuse me.
No, you got the wrong guy. I'm Phil. He's Dean. Dean wants to be Cherokee.
You said that you're
of the Cherokee race. What is that? Miss?
I think you might need to check your history a little bit.
No, you said that you were. This is Dean Wheeler. You said you were part of the Cherokees.
No, she didn't. She said my heritage is Cherokee.
Excuse me, if you'll listen just a moment. I am Cherokee. I was born and raised Cherokee. I am Native American by birth, which you will never be. And I believe I could stand elbow to elbow with my Native Americans and say, you wish you were one of us, but you will never be one of us because you must be born Native American. You can't assume the identity and become one.
I know. I feel you. I feel your blood in me.
No, I don't think so.
And the moons
that would not be.
Wait a minute. Don't start talking. That's not a Native American dialect, Bethany, is it, that he's saying?
Yes, it is. It is not a dialect. It's a form of my blood speaks to your blood. Is the lady there?
Yeah, she's on the... What are you doing?
I'm patiently waiting on him.
I'm speaking to you in a Native American way. And I'm saying that the moons that have passed... I don't understand why you want to be contentious with me. It's Mr. Henry, who is European, and his people came here and slaughtered every last mother's son.
Thank you very much for that.
I'm not attacking him.
Well, that's what he did.
I'm telling you. No. You're missing my point completely. I'm not attacking Mr. Henry. If you would listen just for a moment.
Slaughtered every mother's son.
Yeah, be quiet, will you, Dean?
My name... Never mind.
Go ahead, Bethany.
I'm not attacking Mr. Henry, and I'm not attacking him for what you're saying that he did. What I am defending is my heritage and you trying to put on your hat and become one of us. You can't do that. You're born that way by birth.
We are trying to get... We want to become Native people and reject the polluted German gene pool. And in so doing that, we understand that on the 4th of July, it might have been the birth of the American nation, but it was the throwing under the wheels of a Federal Express truck the Native American baby. See?
What kind of stupid thing was that to say?
I don't follow it, sir.
But Mr. Henry has... I am a friend of Native people, Bethany. I have been for many years. Coming on this program... Mr. Henry, time and again, makes me look like the back end of a horse, and he delights in doing that.
No, I don't do that. Why don't you do for Bethany the Native American singing that you know?
I happen to know Native American chants, yes.
Why don't you do one?
You know, I find this very embarrassing.
No, this lady is a Native American. Why don't you do one?
I am making the... It is the dialectical sounds of a chant, Bethany. It goes like this. Right? Isn't that right? Bethany, isn't that right?
There's something that's absurd enough to make me think that was almost blasphemy.
A joke.
Blasphemy,
yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, blasphemy?
Because that happens to be the spiritual language of Native people. It's kind of like taking the Eucharist, the Christian Eucharist, at a Catholic Mass... and just putting it between two pieces of bread.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about there. I don't...
I'm going to let other callers come in because
I'm very sorry, Bethany.
So if I said, that's blasphemy? They do that at Atlanta Braves games. It's so unfair.
Bethany, thank you very much for your call. 877... You hear what that young lady said?
For her to accuse me, I've lived in Northern California... Since the mid-1960s, I have been a friend to every Indian that has passed this way. Some of whom I thought were Mexican, I didn't know. But I've been a friend to all of them. And she says, I'm blaspheming.
When you go, it's a blaspheming. Because it's like when they did the tomahawk chalk and the tomahawk chop. And people were saying, well, that's my religion. That's a chant. You know, that's a spiritual chant. What are you doing? And those dumbasses didn't get it, you know.
Oh, they're dumbasses now. And you were a Braves fan.
I can't stand the Braves. Never have been able to stand the Braves. What do you mean I'm a Braves fan? I'm a Dodger fan.
Well, which one wears the blue?
Which one wears the blue? The Dodgers wear the blue.
Well, but the Braves...
No, I don't care if the Braves wear it, too. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call. We have Jessica on the line. Jessica, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I have a couple of questions, and I think what Bethany was trying to say, I do have to agree with her, and I do agree with you. It is blasphemy for him to sit there and do a chant when he's not Indian. Mr. Wheeler, let me finish. Do you have a CDIB card?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Do you have a CDIB card? Certified Degree of Indian Blood.
Yeah, I have that. A CVS card, yes.
Not a CVS.
Not a CVS.
Which one did you say? CIB, Certified Degree of Indian Blood.
I have.
Do you possess
you know what?
That card?
I'm glad you're asking me that because I am working on that and
you're
providing that information. Providing the information. Yes.
Okay. Have you had the DNA testing done? Have you proven your Indian heritage?
The fact is, I'm trying to identify with Native culture by saying,
I think what Bethany was trying to say is we do take it as an insult whenever you do a chant and you're not that. It's the same way as white people can't say the N-word, but black people can. Do you understand that? Do you comprende that, and that would be an insult to Mexican people?
Can you hear the music?
Yes, I can.
All right, that's Indian music.
Okay.
Well, that sounds to me like music that you hear when you get a massage.
Yeah, it does.
I got it from my wife's massage tapes, yes, but it is native.
So every time I get a massage and I hear that, what am I doing? I'm hearing Indian music?
No, you're
How
an Indian.
How dare you?
You're an Indian.
Does that make me an Indian?
Yeah.
You know, so the two of you now are blaspheming. You didn't want me to blaspheme, but you're blaspheming by saying that Indian music
is
what you get a rub down to. I beg your pardon?
I'm part Indian.
No, Mr. Henry told me that you were half Irish.
I'm half Irish, half Apache.
Oh, isn't that convenient? Half Irish and half Apache.
Yes, I'm a mutt.
Do you have a certification of Indian blood?
It's in the mail.
Well, in other words, I'm not talking to anybody that knows what he's talking about any more than I do. I mean, I know more about it than you do, ma'am. And I'm full white. So if I were you, I'd be embarrassed.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to George here in Los Angeles. George, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Glad you hung up on her. That was good.
A question for Dean, if I might. We use the term Native American. Of course, you realize this is a Eurocentric idea. They're not a homogeneous race any more than calling Latins, Hispanics, and including everything from Mexicans to Argentinians.
And of course they are homogeneous. It's not a race. I mean, there's only one race. There's the Caucasian race. There's the Negroid race. There's the Mongoloid race, and there's the Australopoid race. There's four races.
Well,
there's only four. And I happen to be a part. I'm a part of the Asiatic race.
You're not a part of the Asiatic race. You're European.
On Native American Day, I'm saying.
I don't know what to say to that. Very convenient.
I know what I'm talking about.
Well, no, you're just convenient. You can just leap around and identify with anything you like and classify them any way you want. It'd be the same thing as saying,
what do you call a guy that goes like... Let me ask you this, George. What do you call a guy that goes like this? What do you call him?
I don't know if that's a made-up language only you speak. You haven't
All right, so you've never heard that before. You've never heard anybody go... You never heard that?
Oh, I've heard these sounds, but generally they're from street people.
All right, and they come... So that's called a street person sound.
That's very similar to that.
So you think...
Only they understand.
So you think Indians are street people?
Where are we going here, guys? Has anybody got a point they want to make? George, do you have a point you want to make? What are we talking about?
It's a very simple thing. For him to say I am Indian would be the same thing to say, oh, by the way, the nation is everything from Siberians all the way to the Chinese.
Okay, what is your point? I mean, what's your point? I don't get it. Are we talking race here?
No,
this guy doesn't know anything more about it than I do. Most of these whites don't know anything more about it than I do. And for me, I call myself Native American. He can't say that I'm not.
I can say that you're not. Your people come from Germany, is that right?
Yes.
Then you're not of Native American blood, whatever you want to call that. Whatever you want to call, whether it's Indian, Native American, whether it's Bering Strait people, whatever.
Yeah, C. George?
No, not C. George. I'm asking you. But anyway, C. George? All right, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Wait a minute.
Show.
world-famous Bill Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show back here with Dean Wheeler, Native American Day. So how has the city of San Francisco responded to this, Dean?
Well, I think the city of San Francisco has been a very progressive entity governmentally representing the people of San Francisco. If you want to point America in the right direction historically, San Francisco will do it. And by proclaiming Native American Day, allowing Europeans like myself to identify with the tribe of their choice.
The tribe of their choice. Now, you've heard from Native people tonight who take that very personally. They don't like the idea of you joining a tribe. They don't like the idea of...
No, I didn't hear them say that. I'm listening to you speaking for them, Mr. Henry.
Well, I heard the one lady there say you're not a Native American and you never will be.
She didn't say that I can't adopt a tribe.
Well, okay, what tribe do you want to adopt?
I'm going to adopt the Cherokees.
The Cherokee, why?
That's none of your business. And I will...
None of my business? All right, it's none of my business.
It's a tribe that people know about. If I say why, and you don't like the chance that I did, what you're really saying is I have no right to be... to even want to be an Indian. That's how much of a Nazi you are.
I didn't say that, okay?
And I don't appreciate your laughter.
I didn't say that. The people that called said that. 877-876-PHIL. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. John, go ahead.
Hey, Dean. I wanted to applaud you on the compassion you have for Native Americans here. And I was hoping you
Thank
could
you
share
very much.
With us. Well, you're welcome. I was hoping you could share with us any kind of like volunteer work that you've done on
that,
the
I don't understand.
American
that.
Community.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just you're so compassionate about it. I'm just curious. Have you had the opportunity to volunteer in Native American communities
or
on reservations?
Have you? I don't have.
So you have not ever volunteered in a community?
What is your point?
Well, my point is that you sound like a very educated man.
Have you been drinking? Can I ask you something? Have you been drinking? I didn't
no,
want
sir.
To ask you this, but you have been
no,
drinking.
Sir, I have not.
Well, you sound very slow.
All right, let the gentleman say what he's saying, okay?
Yeah,
okay, John, you are sounding a little slow. Thanks for calling. 877-876-PHIL. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I want to understand why this Dean fellow wants to have it on the 4th, because seeming
That's a good
to
be question, yeah.
having it on the 4th of July would kind of, I mean, that's just like kind of like you just want to piss people off.
Well, I think that the 4th of July represents to Native people
the end of the culture.
It's the end of life on this earth.
What is that even?
Do you know in Lord of the Rings when the earth opens up and swallows everybody in Mordor? In many ways, the 4th of July is
Lord of the Rings.
Native Indian people, and that's why.
Okay,
I think
why
that.
Are you trying to get rid of the Fourth of July?
Let me just say this. Native Americans were killed and genocided way before the 4th of July. So I don't know why the 4th of July symbolizes the end of life. If anything, the freaking day Columbus and the white man came here and genocided people in the West Indies. The West Indies, not America.
Well, that was not.
That would
those
be
are
the
not
day
Indians,
you want, buddy. That would be the day you want.
Those
you
are not Indians. Those weren't Indians. Those weren't Indians in the West Indies.
They were Native. People.
Those were
Native people.
No, but they
Indians
weren't Indians.
Indian.
They weren't.
Okay.
No.
Indians
have teepees. Excuse me. Indians have teepees. Those Indians didn't. Those Indians.
Well, are they Indians or aren't they?
Wait, Dean. Wait. Indians have what?
Indians have teepees. You know what a teepee is, right?
Oh, my God. You are the most racist son of a bitch. Not all Indians have
babies. How am I? Yes, they do. Those people that you're talking about down there in the West
Indies. I
have
Indian friends. I have Native American friends.
Are Caribbean.
They're called Iroquois. They built longhouses.
Oh, really? They never built teepees in their lives? They never built teepees in their lives? Hello?
They're called longhouses. They never built a teepee. They're called longhouses.
Outhouses?
Northern
an outhouse. You talk about an outhouse. No, what I'm saying, Phil, is the people in the Caribbean people.
The what?
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
No, Caribbean. No, Caribbean. They don't have teepees.
So they don't have teepees. So what?
Well, they're still native.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry.